This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadurdewa directs officials to increase number of COVID-19 vaccination centres. China to provide additional 1.6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal in grant. CPN-UML Standing Committee meeting approves 10-point agreement forwarded by the Party Unity Task Force. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma to issue white paper regarding country's fiscal condition. And unprecedented floods in Western Europe kill at least 120 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadurdewa has directed the Health Ministry to increase number of vaccination centres, ensuring easy access of common people to vaccines against COVID-19. Following people's complaints of long queues at vaccination centres in the Kathmandu Valley, Prime Minister Dewa called Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi and Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population, Lakshman Arial, and directed them to ensure citizens' easy access to anti-COVID vaccines. The Prime Minister also directed the officials to make arrangement for people so that they could adopt adequate health safety protocols. The government of China is providing additional 1.6 million doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal in grant. Paying a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadurdewa at Balwatar yesterday, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Yangqi announced the Chinese government's decision of providing additional vaccine in grant to Nepal. Issuing a statement, Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Prime Minister Dewa and Ambassador Yangqi also discussed various matters pertaining to Nepal-China relations. Ambassador Yangqi assured China's further support to Nepal in its fight against COVID-19 pandemic. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dewa thanked the Chinese government for its support to Nepal during the difficult time. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 2,936 corona infection cases yesterday. The ministry also reported 1,775 cases of full recovery from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Similarly, 43 corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,506 in the country. Minister for Finance Janardhan Sharma is planning to issue a white paper including the latest economic status of the country. In a press meet organized at the ministry yesterday, Minister Sharma shared that he was studying the country's latest economic condition. The finance minister said the white paper would include future economic plans and policies of the government. He also said that the budget of the fiscal year 2021-22 would be presented in the parliament and the house would decide on it. CPN-UML parliamentary party has decided to go to the people regarding the latest verdict of the Supreme Court reinstating the House of Representatives. Chief Whip of the party Bishal Patrai said the latest verdict of the Supreme Court would weaken the multi-party system, saying no decision of allowing the members of parliamentarian to cross the floor could be accepted. The meeting also decided not to go against the implementation of the decision of reinstating the House, but object the verdict of allowing MPs to defy the whip of the party. The meeting held at the Parliament building, Banishwar, and chaired by a UML parliamentary party leader, KP Sharma Oli, was not attended by the leaders from the Madhav Kumar Nepal-led faction. Meanwhile, the Standing Committee meeting of CPN-UML has approved the 10-point agreement of the CPN-UML Task Force. The meeting held at the Tulsilal Memorial Foundation in Lalitpur yesterday decided to implement the agreement by approving it to settle the party's internal disputes. CPN-UML spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gewali said the 10-point deal would be implemented. The meeting also drew the conclusion that party chairperson Oli-led government had carried out historical activities in nation-building. President Bidyadevi Bhandari yesterday received Ambassador of France to Nepal, François-Xavier Liger, who had gone to the presidential palace Sital Niwas for a farewell visit. The office of the president informed that the matters relating to existing bilateral relations, mutual interest and concerns were discussed during the meeting held at Sital Nivas. Speaker at the House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkota, has stressed on the broader national unity among all. Talking to journalists after inspecting the Parliament building in Baneshwar yesterday, Speaker Sapkota argued that the reinstated Parliament was historically important and unity among all parties was essential to correct the derailed political course. Nepal has stressed on landlocked countries' connectivity and cost-effective linkage to the world market. Addressing the preliminary session of the International Conference on Central and South Asia Regional Connectivity, Challenges and Opportunities in Tashkent yesterday, Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel said the regions should explore areas of cooperation to enhance internal inter-regional trade, improve physical connectivity and transit, better market access and flow of investment and trade. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority has installed the mobile device management system with the aim of preventing unauthorized mobile phone sets from services. The current fiscal year's budget had announced the commencement of the system. The system requires the provision of acquiring type approval and the registration of IMEI number from the Nepal Telecommunications Authority before importing the mobile phone sets. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
संघीय संसदका माननीय सदस्यहरूलाई अधिवेशन आह्वान सम्बन्धी अत्यन्त जरुरी सूचना सम्माननीय राष्ट्रपति विद्यादेवी भण्डारीले नेपालको संविधानको धारा 93 उपधारा 1 बमोजिम सम्बत 2078 साल साउन 3 गते आइतबार दिनको 4 बजे अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय सम्मेलन केन्द्र नयाँ बानेश्वर काठमाडौँमा संघीय संसदका दुवै सदन प्रतिनिधि सभा र राष्ट्रिय सभाको अधिवेशन आह्वान गर्नुभएकोले उक्त मिति समय र स्थानमा माननीय सदस्यहरूको उपस्थितिका लागि अनुरोध गर्दछु डाक्टर भरतराज गौतम संघीय संसदको महासचिव संघीय संसद सचिवालय सिंहदरबार काठमाडौँ
That was a notice about President Bhandari announcing summoning the parliament meeting for tomorrow. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 120 people have died and hundreds more in Western Europe are unaccounted for after some of the worst floodings in decades. Record rainfall caused rivers to burst their banks, devastating the region. In Germany, where the death toll now stands at over 100, Chancellor Angela Merkel called for a determined battle against climate change. Belgian media is reporting 22 deaths there. The Netherlands, Luxembourg and Switzerland are also affected. In Germany, the states of Rhineland-Palatinate and North Rhine-Westphalia were the worst hit. Scientists have repeatedly warned that human-induced climate change would bring pulses of extreme rainfall, such as this one. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of province number 2, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shobhana Deva directs officials to increase number of COVID-19 vaccination centres. China to provide additional 1.6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal in grant. CPN-UML Standing Committee meeting approves 10-point agreement forwarded by Party Unity Task Force. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma to issue white paper regarding country's fiscal condition. And unprecedented floods in Western Europe kill at least 120 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.